بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, I remind you and myself that anything is valued based on the purpose of its creation, meaning it is valued in relation to how it fulfills the purpose of its creation. To give you a very simple example, take a light bulb, for example. The light bulb is valued as long as it creates and as long as it provides illumination. If the bulb fuses, then that's it. It is thrown on the garbage heap. Take our cell phones, for example. I had a phone. I can't recall what it was called. But anyway, one day it turned into a piece of iron. It just died. It was a good phone, but one day it just died. There was absolutely nothing that could be done to that phone to bring it back alive. Now, obviously, that phone cost some money. So, what do you think I did with that phone? Did I say that, this phone cost me money, so therefore, I'm not going to throw it away. I'm going to keep it on the mantel shelf. And I'm going to tell people about how this phone gave me such loyal, good service for so long and whatnot. Is that what's going to happen? Or am I going to throw the phone away? Think about another example. For example, take the same light bulb example. You may have the light bulb and you might say, well, now that the light bulb doesn't work anymore, I'm going to fill it with colored water and keep that as an ornamental thing, right? So I have this creative streak and I'm going to fill this up with colored water and keep it as an ornamental thing. Is that light bulb going to be valued on that basis? No. It's an alternate use, fine, good, but it's not going to be valued on that basis because that is not the purpose of its creation. Now think about ourselves. Why am I saying this to you? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Jalla Jalaluhu, who created us for a purpose, and He did not leave us to guess what it is. He told us what it is. Where He said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have not created the jinn and the human beings for anything other than my worship. Now, think about even the grammar of this. See the tone of this statement that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, I have created the human beings and jinns to worship me, which would have served the purpose, because it's basically saying the same thing. But the emphasis, where it starts with the nafi, starts with the denial. I have not created them for anything other than this. Now, that is a much stronger, much more emphatic way of stating, making that statement, of stating that purpose. I have not created for anything other than this is more strong and more emphatic than saying I created it for this reason. Now, therefore, we don't have to guess why we were created. We don't have to go, like some people have this philosophical, discussions with themselves and say, well, why do I exist? Why do I live in this world? Well, you don't have to ask this question if you are a Muslim, because you know why you live in this world. You live in this world and I live in this world to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This is why Allah created us. Now, some people again who don't know, in their ignorance, they ask another funny as in peculiar question, and that is, why does Allah need our worship? And the answer to that is very simple. Allah does not need our worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and gave us this job of worshipping Him as a way and as a means of elevating us, as a means of honoring us. Allah does not have to do that. I recall very 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 clearly and very poignantly, I was in a Tabligh Ijtema once in America, in Baltimore. And one of the most difficult things in the Tabligh Ijtema is the bayan after Salatul Fajr, because that's the time when you are most sleepy, you have woken up for tahajjud and so on, and sleep in any case is difficult to get in an Ijtema. There are too many people, too much noise, too much light. So you are sleep deprived, and at that time, after Salatul Fajr, to sit for, and may Allah bless the speakers, they don't speak, they don't give short lectures of 10 minutes. I mean, usually it's about 45 minutes. So here is this person talking for 45 minutes. You're sitting there listening to that. And then the first thing that most people do or need to do at that time is to head for the toilets. So in this place where we were, there were these portable toilets, because obviously, I mean, the Ijtema had, a couple of thousand people in it. So there was a long line of portable toilets. So we were all standing in one line, waiting in a queue, waiting, to get our turn in the toilet. When what happens is what is euphemistically called a honey wagon drives up. Now, what's a honey wagon? A honey wagon is a tanker that sucks out the contents of these portable toilets. And then the people who operate that, then they have a pressure hose and they, hose down the toilet so it's cleaned. But basically, they suck out the contents of the toilet. And, in a sort of amusing way, it's called a honey wagon. So this honey wagon drove up. I'm talking about the purpose of creation, right? So honey wagon drove up, and there was a man who was driving it, and there was a woman sitting next to him. I don't know if they were husband wife or just working partners. Both of them American, both of them white. So I asked one of my friends who was standing with me, he was Bangladeshi. I asked him, I said, tell me, people from all our desis, people from subcontinent, the Arabs or whoever is in America, the single goal of life is to get U.S. citizenship, is to get a passport. So I said to him, tell me, if the U.S. government, immigration department, if it tells you that we will give you U.S. citizenship on one condition, and that condition is that you will drive one of these trucks and you will clean toilets for the rest of your life, as long as you are working, your working life in America, you will do this work. Now, what would you say? So he said, Astaghfirullah. I said, but think about this. Here are these two people. They are born in this country. They have U.S. citizenship. But this is their job. And believe me, this is a halal job. There's nothing wrong with that. They're not doing haram work. They're not working for Citibank. They're not working as, vice president, loans department or something. They're not engaged in interest-based banking. Mm-hmm. They were not even Muslim. But anyway, the point I'm saying is that they're not selling alcohol. They're not selling drugs. They're not doing anything illegal. They're doing something which is legal. They're doing something which is a huge service, right? Obviously, all of us are very grateful to them that they are cleaning the toilets. But if we were given that job and said, this is what you will do for as long as you live in this country, but you will have a U.S. passport. I said, how many of us will say, yes, it's worth it, even though the job is halal? Now think about that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have created us, and the purpose of our creation could have been to clean toilets. The purpose of our creation could have been to clean the garbage in this world. But Allah did not do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us and gave us the purpose of our creation as worshipping Him Jalla Jalalu. And the beauty of Islamic worship is that it is not inconvenient, it is not painful, it does not require any gyrations, it does not require any strenuous activities. You can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in as much comfort as you want, quite literally where you want, right? And ask yourself, how many of us do that? How many of us fulfill the purpose of our creation, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu? And the first and foremost and most important part of that worship is salah, is for salah. How many of us pray the first salah on time? Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to appreciate His blessing that He has given us and to fulfill that honorable duty in order that we may be recognized as His slaves. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب العالمين.